What to say when you don't know what to say, mastering silence and speech in leadership and business. In the fast-paced worlds of public speaking, leadership, and business, moments of uncertainty about what to say next can be daunting. Many professionals experience the sudden blank mind or hesitation, causing anxiety or discomfort. But what if you could transform those moments of silence into powerful opportunities to engage your audience, demonstrate confidence, and reinforce your leadership? This article explores proven strategies for what to say when you don't know what to say, helping you navigate tricky conversations, speeches, or business meetings with poise and effectiveness. At the heart of effective communication lies the ability to handle unexpected pauses and moments of uncertainty gracefully. Whether you are a seasoned executive, a team leader, or someone striving to improve your public speaking, knowing how to respond when your mind goes blank can differentiate an average communicator from a truly impactful one. This article will delve into the psychological dynamics behind speech blocks, practical phrases to use in those moments, and the leadership mindset needed to maintain authority even when words fail. Understanding why you sometimes don't know what to say. To overcome moments of silence, it's crucial to first understand why they occur. Speech blocks often happen due to pressure and anxiety. Nervousness can interrupt your thought flow. Information overload, when you try to process too much at once, your brain struggles to prioritize your response. Lack of preparation, even the best speakers sometimes haven't fully anticipated certain questions or topics. Fear of judgment, worrying about how your words will be received can freeze your spontaneity. Accepting these natural causes removes self-criticism and paves the way for a proactive approach. Remember, pauses are normal and, when used skillfully, can enhance your credibility. Strategies to manage and embrace silence. Silence does not necessarily imply failure. In fact, leaders and skilled public speakers often use silence intentionally as a communication tool. Here's how to harness silence effectively. Pause with purpose. A well-timed pause allows you to collect your thoughts and creates anticipation in your audience. It also demonstrates confidence and control. Breathe and reset. Deep, calm breaths during moments of silence reduce anxiety and help you regain composure. Use reflective listening. Repeat or paraphrase what your conversation partner or audience said. This gives you extra time to think and shows you're engaged. Accept the silence. Don't rush to fill every gap. Sometimes a moment of quiet allows your message to resonate more deeply. Practical phrases to use when you don't know what to say. When words escape you, having ready-to-use phrases can keep the dialogue smooth and maintain your professional image. Consider these options. Let me take a moment to think about that. Shows you value the question and are thoughtfully considering your answer. That's a great question, I want to make sure I address it properly. Acknowledge the importance of the topic. I don't have an immediate answer, but I will get back to you with more details. Demonstrates honesty and accountability. Reflecting on what you said, it seems the key point is. Reframes the conversation and buys thinking time. Let's explore that together. Invites collaboration and shifts a solo pressure moment into a team discussion. Using these phrases, you not only buy yourself thinking time but also maintain rapport and respect with your audience or business partners. Reframing your mindset, confidence is key. Leadership communication is as much about mindset as it is about content. When you approach silence or uncertainty with confidence, you set the tone for others to trust and follow you. Try these mindset shifts. Accept that not having an immediate answer is human and does not diminish your authority. View moments of silence as strategic, not accidental. Trust your ability to recover and redirect the conversation effectively. Practice self-compassion. Avoid harsh self-judgment if you stumble. Over time, these perspectives build resilience, allowing you to handle challenging interactions gracefully. Techniques for recovering from speech blocks. Even the most experienced speakers face speech blocks. The difference lies in how you recover. Redirect to a related topic, transition smoothly to a related subject you are familiar with to regain momentum. Ask a clarifying question, turn the table by requesting more details or opinions from your audience or colleagues. Use humor, light, appropriate humor can relax everyone and alleviate tension. Admire the question or comment, compliment the input you received, making it easier to buy time and appear engaged. Repeat key points, summarize what has been covered. This reinforces your message and fills the silence effectively. Applying these techniques in business and leadership contexts. In business environments, communication clarity and decisiveness are highly valued. However, leaders who admit when they don't have all the answers and respond thoughtfully can build greater trust than those who feign certainty. Using phrases like "I will need to review this and get back to you" shows responsibility and sets realistic expectations. It also prevents miscommunication and poor decisions based on incomplete information. Furthermore, leaders who manage silence confidently during meetings or negotiations demonstrate control, patience, and strategic thinking. For public speakers, these strategies help maintain audience engagement and authenticity. Pausing before answering questions or shifting tones to reflect thoughtfulness connects you more deeply with listeners, increasing your influence and leadership presence. Practice makes perfect, building your communication resilience. To prepare for unexpected moments when you don't know what to say, consider regular practice methods. Mock Q&A sessions: have a coach or colleague ask unpredictable questions to simulate real scenarios. Mindfulness and breathing exercises: these reduce stress levels and improve concentration. Storytelling practice: telling stories with varied structures helps you think on your feet. Recording and review: video record your speeches or meetings to identify where you hesitate and improve. By embracing these habits, you enhance your ability to stay calm and articulate, no matter the pressure. Conclusion: moments of not knowing what to say are universal in communication, especially in leadership and business contexts. However, these moments do not signal failure, they are a natural part of human interaction. By understanding the causes, practicing intentional silence, using practical phrases, and maintaining a confident mindset, you can turn these moments into powerful demonstrations of leadership and communication skill. Remember, true leadership often means acknowledging uncertainty gracefully while guiding conversations constructively. Next time you encounter silence or hesitation, embrace it with poise and strategy. It's an opportunity to connect more deeply and stand out as a confident, effective communicator.